Coming up next on the Passion Struck podcast, the holiday season is the time of year that is filled with joy, celebration, and togetherness. It's a time to come together with loved ones, exchange gifts, and spread cheer. But for many people, the true spirit of the holidays goes beyond just the superficial trappings of gift giving and festive decorations. It is about expressing the values of connection, compassion, gratitude, and giving back. Welcome to Passion Struck. Hi, I'm your host, John R. Miles, and on the show, we decipher the secrets, tips, and guidance of the world's most inspiring people and turn their wisdom into practical advice for you and those around you. Our mission is to help you unlock the power of intentionality so that you can become the best version of yourself. If you're new to the show, I offer advice and answer listener questions on Fridays. We have long-form interviews the rest of the week with guests ranging from astronauts to authors, CEOs, creators, innovators, scientists, military leaders, visionaries, and athletes. Now, let's go out there and become Passion Struck. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Momentum Friday and episode 232 of the Passion Struck podcast. And thank you to all of you who come back weekly to listen and learn how to live better, be better, and impact the world. And if you're new to the show, thank you so much for being here, or you would just like to introduce this to a friend or family member, and we so appreciate it when you do that. We now have episode starter packs, both on Spotify and the Passion Struck website. And these are collections of our fans' favorite episodes that we organize into convenient topics to give any new listener a great way to get acquainted to everything we do here on the show. Just go to passionstruck.com/starterpacks or Spotify to get started. And in case you missed my episodes from earlier on in the week, we had on family therapist Vanessa Bennett and John Kim, and we discussed their brand new book, It's Not You, It's Me. I also interviewed James Belt III on the power of hope in overcoming global poverty. Lastly, I wanted to acknowledge our fan of the week, Jose Estes, who writes, "Incredible episode. I just finished listening to the episode with Jonah Berger, and by far, it is one of my all-time favorite interviews. It was obvious that John genuinely had an appreciation for Dr. Berger's work, and it was clear that he had done his research and had read the book. They both took deep dives in discussing why we change, and Dr. Berger gave some great examples. I love how John interviews his guests, which makes it great to listen to, and it has significantly inspired me to expand my understanding of behavioral change. I can't wait to listen to it again and to more and more John's episodes." Jose, thank you so much for that review, and thank you to each and every one of you who gives us ratings and reviews each week. They go such a long way in helping us expand the reach of this podcast, its popularity, but most importantly, grow the community who comes in weekly to hear inspiration and tidbits on connection, meaning, commitment to improving ourselves, and so much more. Now, let's talk about today's episode. Holidays are a special time of the year for many around the world. They offer us a chance to celebrate, connect with loved ones, and reflect on the year that has passed. Decorations, parties, delicacies, gifts, and time with friends and family characterize the holiday season. Beyond these external attributes, it is a significant season that brings joy, love, hope, and giving. However, the holidays also hold a much more profound significance, as they provide an opportunity to take a break from the hustle and bustle of daily life and to focus on what truly matters. One of the primary reasons the holidays are so important is that they give us the opportunity to spend time with our loved ones. Whether through gift giving, holiday dinners, or simply spending time together, the holidays provide an opportunity to strengthen our relationships and create lasting memories. This is particularly crucial for those who might not get the chance to visit their loved ones as frequently as they would want because of their hectic schedules or distance. The holidays can also provide a welcome respite from the pressures of daily life. It's easy to get sucked into the daily commotion, whether it's brought on by job demands, school, or other obligations. The holidays provide us an opportunity to stop, take a deep breath, and then resume our activities. However, not everybody gets to partake in all the good things that the season brings due to one reason or another, ranging from a misconception about the point of the celebration to being unappreciative of the blessings one has received in the year. It could be religious beliefs or for health reasons. In light of the Yuletide season, today's episode will be a special one to inspire your hearts and bring to your minds the importance of the season. In it, I will enlighten you on ways that you can express the true spirit of the holidays so that you can fully partake in its joy and the blessings that it brings. Thank you for choosing Passion Struck and choosing me to be your host and guide on your journey to creating an intentional life. Now, let that journey begin. So I'm going to start today's episode out by talking about what is the true spirit of the holidays. The holiday season should not be about materialism or consumerism. While gift giving and exchanging presents is a common tradition during the holiday season, it's important to remember the true meaning of the holidays and that it's not about accumulating material possessions. The holiday season is truly about togetherness, appreciation, and the joy of loving and giving to one another. It is about practicing kindness, selflessness, forgiveness, and betterment inside ourselves. Without these essential components, the holiday season would be a one-time event without enduring significance. The true spirit of the holidays is also about connection and compassion. It's about reaching out to those around us, whether that's through acts of kindness or simply spending quality time together. It's putting aside our differences, uniting as a community, and realizing that we are all part of something bigger than ourselves. So if that is the meaning around the spirit of the holidays, what are some hindrances to us partaking in the goodness of the holiday season? There are a variety of factors that can hinder an individual's ability to participate in the holiday season fully. Some of the most common hindrances include financial constraints. The expense of presents, decorations, and holiday festivities may rapidly increase during the holidays, making it a pricey time of the year. For those who are struggling financially, the burden of these costs can be a significant hindrance to fully participating in the holiday season. Second, time constraints. Holidays can be a hectic time of the year for many who are balancing jobs, school, as well as other obligations. It may be difficult for already overburdened individuals to find time to participate in the holiday customs and rituals. Third, physical distance. For those unable to be with loved ones due to geographical distance, the holiday season can be difficult and lonely. This can be especially true for those who are unable to travel or participate due to health or financial constraints. Fourth, emotional challenges. The holiday season can be extremely challenging for those who are dealing with grief, depression, or other emotional challenges. The expectations and traditions of the holiday season can be overwhelming for those who are struggling, making it difficult to participate in the festivities fully. Fifth, cultural differences. For those with different cultural backgrounds, the holiday season could be a time of cultural conflict or disconnection. This could be especially true for those who have recently immigrated or live in diverse communities where holiday traditions may differ. Many factors can hinder an individual's ability to participate fully in the holiday season. It's essential to recognize these challenges and be understanding and supportive of those who are struggling during this time of the year. So now let's go over some ways to express the true spirit of the holidays. The holiday season is a joyful, festive time when people come together to celebrate. It's a time to attend holiday parties, give and receive gifts, and spread cheer. But for many people, the true meaning of the holidays goes beyond the outward appearances of gift giving and festive decorations. So how do you express the true spirit of the holidays? Here are five ways. First is to spend quality time with loved ones. Making time for the people who matter most to you is one of the best ways to embody the true spirit of the holidays. Whether it's through holiday dinners, gift exchanges, or simply spending time together, connecting with others is a crucial aspect of the holiday experience. Second, give back to your community. Another way to express the true spirit of the holidays is to find ways to give back to your community. This can take many forms, from volunteering at a local charity to simply offering a helping hand to a neighbor in need. The third way is by practicing gratitude. The holidays are a great time to give thanks for everything that we have. Take some time to reflect on the things that you're grateful for and express your gratitude through words or gestures of appreciation. Fourth, show compassion. The holiday season is also a time to show compassion as well as kindness to those around us. Whether it's offering a warm smile to a stranger or reaching out to a friend or loved one who may be struggling, small acts of compassion can go a long way in spreading joy as well as positive activity during the holiday season. Fifth, find joy in simple pleasures. Last but not least, the holiday season is a time to rejoice in life's small joys. Whether it's spending time with a loved one baking cookies or going for a peaceful walk in the cold, take some time to slow down and enjoy the moments that make you happy. Overall, there are many ways to express the true spirit of the holidays. We may embrace the deeper meaning of these particular festivities and make the most of this special time of the year by spending time with loved ones, giving back to our communities, cultivating appreciation, displaying compassion, and finding delight in life's simple pleasures. In the words of Oprah Winfrey, I love the holidays, and what I love about them is the opportunity to pause and to reflect on the blessings of the past year. It's a time to be grateful for all the good things in our lives and to look forward to the year ahead with hope and optimism. It is critical to appreciate this particular time of the year and remember the celebration's deeper meaning, which is one of appreciation. It only takes a minute to be grateful for everything that we have and to acknowledge the people and experiences that make our lives enjoyable and meaningful. It involves showing gratitude towards others, whether in speech or deed. In addition to the personal benefits of the holidays, they also positively impact society as a whole. As people unite to support one another and those in need, the holiday season is frequently linked to deeds of compassion and goodwill. The feelings of camaraderie and compassion might encourage people to continue their deeds of kindness throughout the year, as well as contribute to the development of a more optimistic and inclusive society. During this holiday season, be thankful for the people and circumstances that have made your lives enjoyable and fulfilling. Celebrate the current moment and look forward to the future with optimism and hope. So go on and fully express the true spirit of the holidays, not just this season, but every day afterward. Happy holidays from the Passion Struck Podcast to all of you, and thank you so much for listening. I hope you all enjoyed the show. I wanted to thank everyone who wrote in this week, and especially those who listened to today's episode. A link to the transcript will be in the show notes. Videos are on YouTube at both John R. Miles as well as Passion Struck Clips. Please go check them both out and subscribe. Advertiser deals and discount codes are in one convenient place at passionstruck.com/deals. Please consider supporting those who support this show and make it free for our listeners. I'm at John R. Miles, both on Instagram and Twitter, and you can also find me on LinkedIn. Next week, we're doing something special to celebrate the end of year. We will be doing two episodes that are on the best of 2022. One will feature some of my personal favorite guests, and the second one will focus on experts that we had on this year from the fields of behavioral science, neuroscience, and health. So please tune in for both of those, as well as my special year-end message. Remember, we rise by lifting others, so share the show with those that you love and care about. And if you found this episode useful, please share it with somebody else so that they can go into this holiday season with love and joy. In the meantime, do your best to apply what you hear on the show so that you can live what you listen. And until next time, live life passion-struck.